It's Friday at 5, which means it's time for a local artist showcase here on WTZQ. Or maybe it is Saturday at noon when the show re-airs. Or maybe you're streaming the show at WTZQ.com or on the WTZQ app sometime throughout the week. Wherever I find you in your day, thank you so much for tuning in to Local Artist Showcase, the only radio show in Henderson County that completely features local musicians who play, perform, record, write right here in your backyard. For the next hour, we're going to be playing all local music, and I'm going to be telling you where you can find those musicians live this weekend and into next week. Local Artist Showcase is brought to you each week by Tresca's Tuesday Market, Flat Rock Cinema, home of the Magnolia Concert Series, which will be starting back up in the fall, Octopus Garden Smoke Shops, and the Purple Onion in Saluda, which has music every Saturday and Thursday. Like I said, you can tune into the show every Friday at 5 when it airs live, or on Saturdays at noon when it re-airs. We also post each week's episode on WTZQ.com and the WTZQ app. If you're an artist or a musician, or I meant an artist or a venue, but if you're an artist or a musician, however you identify yourself as an artist, send me an email at 1600@WTZQ.com. Let me know what your live music schedule looks like that goes for both venues and musicians. And artists, make sure you also include MP3 and WAV files of your music. It doesn't necessarily have to be a new release. It can be something you released in the past. It doesn't have to be even remotely to new. It just has to maybe be new to me if you don't think I already have it. Send it on over. Also, if you do have new music, make sure you let me know that in the email. I want to help promote it as much as I can. Maybe you got a particularly big show. Whatever information you need help getting out there, put that in the email to me. This is a free service that we provide to artists to get the word out about your show, and that's possible thanks to our awesome sponsors. So utilize us. Let us know what you have going on. It makes my job a lot easier if you guys send me emails with your music, and I try to reward that by promoting as much as I can that comes through my inbox. So send me those emails, 1600@WTZQ.com. We're going to be kicking off the show here with a song from Autumnwood. They're performing at St. Paul Mountain Vineyards this Sunday, the 1st at 3 p.m. They've done this for the last few years where they always perform on the first Sunday of the month over at St. Paul. I am not sure if Eric's going to be joining them this weekend. I know Eric Congdon is still recovering from some shoulder stuff, so I am not sure if he's going to be with them on Sunday. However, I am going to play a song of his that Hope Griffin sings on, and I believe all the members of Autumnwood are playing on this tune. So this kind of gives you an idea of what to expect on Sunday if you've not seen Autumnwood before. This is a song called Warhorse. Thanks for joining me this evening.
Gone, you drive me on. For me, there is no option. destruction. My strength is gone, you drive me on. For me there is no option. Gone the days we gently grazed in rolling fields and meadows. Dig in your spurs, scream the words. Drive me to the ends of the earth. The ends of the earth.
Coffee stains, growing pains, one one more line across my face. But what a joy it is to say I'm still in love with you today. I wanna be your girl, I wanna be your babe. Even when we're 8 our love will still be in style. Every inch of the mile tried and true, like American blue. American blue, like American blue.
That was Alma Russ with her song American Blue. Alma's going to be performing at Blue Ridge Beer Garden on Sunday at 2 p.m. That's, of course, the 2nd. I can't even believe we're talking about August already. To me, at least, it feels like the summer has flown by. But we're already here. So that will be this Sunday, August 2nd, Alma Russ at Blue Ridge Beer Garden at 2. Before that, we played Warhorse by Autumn Wood. They're performing at St. Paul Mountain Vineyard. I don't know if Eric will be joining them or not, so it'll either be the trio or the quartet. This Sunday, the 2nd. I think maybe I put the wrong date at the top of the show. But both of these shows happen on Sunday. Autumn Wood at St. Paul at 3 p.m., Alma Russ at Blue Ridge Beer Garden at 2 p.m. The beauty of shows in the mountains in this area, a lot of shows are 2 to 3 hours. For the most part, 3 hours tends to be the standard. So the cool thing about that is you could very easily go and have a drink over at Blue Ridge Beer Garden, catch the beginning of Alma's show at 2, and have plenty of time to get over to St. Paul Mountain Vineyards and have a drink over there and catch Autumn Wood's set. So that's the nice thing about weekends around here, is that even though some shows tend to overlap on the weekends, you have plenty of time to kind of hop around and check out different venues and different artists. I'm going to take a quick break here. When I get back, I got more shows to tell you about and songs to play for you, so don't go anywhere. Looking for a unique dining and music experience that's just a short drive down the mountain? Then check out the Purple Onion in historic Saluda. Enjoy the relaxed atmosphere, creative cuisine, and great selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. Unwind with local musicians on Thursdays and Saturday evenings. Visit purpleonionsaluda.com for the upcoming music schedule, lunch and dinner hours, and to book a reservation. The Purple Onion in beautiful downtown Saluda is a proud supporting sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Hey! It's Cole Lindsay inviting you to join me and my family for a new Tuesday night tradition, Tresca's Tuesday Market in Flat Rock. Every week we feature a different local artist, so there's always a new sound and a new reason to come back. You'll find fresh local produce, handcrafted goods, and plenty of great food to enjoy. Shop the market, open at 3:30, and the music keeps going till 6. Tresca's Tuesday Market, every Tuesday, May 5th through September 1st. Come for the market, stay for the music, located at Tresca's on Highland Lake in historic Flat Rock.
Come check out all Octopus Garden has to offer. Octopus Garden is one of the area's original smoke shops and for years has been voted best head shop by the Mountain Express. The Octopus Garden has the largest selection in the Carolinas of over 30 glass blowers, including out-of-state artists, salt, and banjo pieces. Octopus Gardens has an infinite stock of incense, CDB, top-quality candles, premium cigars, hookahs, and much more. Come get your party supplies at any Octopus Garden in Asheville, Weaverville, Hendersonville, and Brevard.
Hey, it's B Squared, the movie guy from Flat Rock Cinema, inviting you to have your ultimate film viewing experience in our unique Bistro Cinema, located in Flat Rock Square, right between Sharewell Coffee and Blue Ruby Kitchen. We feature first-run movies, quality food, and craft beverages. But did you know we also have live music, improv comedy, and host private events? That's right. Flat Rock Cinema is an experience destination right in your backyard. Learn more, purchase tickets, and contact us at flatrockcinema.com.
Welcome back to Local Artist Showcase. Up next is Andy Bracken. He is at a Wild Moose Cafe. That is a semi-new music venue in town, I guess, comparatively to some of the other ones, newer. They are, I think they're two stories, and they will be having music on Saturday at 7 p.m. I'm not sure if Andy's going to be upstairs or downstairs. So you'll just have to find out when you head on over there, or if you have some concerns about stairs, make sure you call ahead to the venue to check with them. But he will be there again on Saturday at 7 p.m. That's at a Wild Moose Cafe in downtown Hendersonville. And this is a song of his called Roots.
That big red oak up on the hill, he's got roots that sure run deep. Never be ashamed of who you are when you open your mouth to speak. You sound like burly tobacco, scuffed up Irish settlers, and patched up pointer overalls that's been worn up here forever. Counted blessings that you were born under Appalachian stars. And no matter where you roam, you'll never be that far. They'll all tell you that it's wrong, holding on to yesterday. But you just keep a good firm grip on those ancient tones and ways. Education's not wisdom, so don't you be misled. These mountains, they teach lessons, not in some book that you've read. Your accent sounds like poverty to them that just don't know. Sadly, it'll be that way most everywhere you go. Counted blessings that you were born under Appalachian stars. And no matter where you roam, you'll never be that far. They'll all tell you that it's wrong, holding on to yesterday. But you just keep a good firm grip on those ancient tones and ways. Down the holler slowly fades away. Long forgotten traditions in old halos of gray. Moonshine steals and fallen leaves in the frost of glowing morn. Never be ashamed of these old hills, the place where you were born. Blessings that you were born under Appalachian stars. And no matter where you roam, you'll never be that far. They'll all tell you that it's wrong, holding on to yesterday. But you just keep a good firm grip on those ancient tones and ways.
bed, now you pick the other foot up. You pull the bed down, that's how you build a life. How you build a town, you pick one foot up. You pull the bed down, you pick the other foot up. You pull the bed down, that's how you build a life. How you build a town. Oh, no, baby, don't cry. Everything you love went bye, bye, bye. Oh, no, baby, don't cry. Everything you love went bye, bye, bye. You pick one foot up. You pull it back down. You pick the other foot up. You pull it back down. That's how you build a life. How you build a town. Too much to do. Too much to think. Too much to see. Too much to love. Too much to grieve. Too much to do. Too much to think, too much to miss, too much to love, too much to want, too much to do, too much to think, too much to do, too much to do, too much to do, too much to. Oh no, baby, don't cry. Everything we love went bye, bye, bye. Oh no, baby, don't cry. Everything we love went bye, bye, bye. Well, nothing don't last forever, but I thought it'd last longer than this. Said nothing don't last forever long, but I thought it'd last longer than this. But you know nothing ain't over till the fair lady sings. Nothing ain't over till the fair lady sings. And what on the street is the fair lady went on to die last year? Atkins, low carbohydrate, no bread, no soda. And there ain't no fair lady gonna sing around here. Oh, nothing ain't over till the fair lady sings. 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 And word round here is the fair lady quit drinking them Asheville, North Carolina double, triple, quadruple birthday candle, birthday cake, IPAs, switched over to that White Claw vodka tonic. And there ain't no fair lady sing around here. You pick one foot up, you pull it back down, you pick the other foot up, you pull it back down, that's how you build a life, that's how you build a town. You pick one foot up, you pull it back down, you pick the other foot up, you pull it back down, that's how you build a life, how you build a town. Oh, no, baby, don't cry.
That was Kid Billy Litz with Fat Lady Helene. He's performing at Blue Ridge Beer Garden on Saturday at 6 p.m. Billy Litz, of course, is lead singer for Hustle Souls, but he has a fantastic solo set that he does as well. So go check out Billy Litz, multi-instrumentalist, very talented, at Blue Ridge Beer Garden on Saturday at 6 p.m. And before that was Andy Bracken with his song Roots. Again, he's performing at a Wild Moose Cafe in downtown Hendersonville, also on Saturday at 7 p.m. Again, same thing applies here that I talked about before. You might as well, if you are physically able to, park somewhere in downtown Hendersonville. Chances are you may have to pay already to begin with, but you can get your full money's worth out of that time because you can walk to multiple venues. And we'll be talking about a lot of them here during the show that are all in that downtown area, and go see multiple different sets because all of them are between 2 to 3 hours long. So just another example of how you can make the most of your weekend and go and support so many different local artists and local venues. I'm going to take another break here, and when I get back, more songs, more shows, all that good stuff. Here's a couple words from our sponsors.
Hey, it's B Squared, the movie guy from Flat Rock Cinema, inviting you to have your ultimate film viewing experience in our unique Bistro Cinema, located in Flat Rock Square, right between Sharewell Coffee and Blue Ruby Kitchen. We feature first-run movies, quality food, and craft beverages. But did you know we also have live music, improv comedy, and host private events? That's right. Flat Rock Cinema is an experience destination right in your backyard. Learn more, purchase tickets, and contact us at flatrockcinema.com.
Hey, it's Cole Lindsay inviting you to join me and my family for a new Tuesday night tradition. Tresca's Tuesday Market in Flat Rock. Every week we feature a different local artist, so there's always a new sound and a new reason to come back. You'll find fresh local produce, handcrafted goods, and plenty of great food to enjoy. Shop the market, open at 3:30, and the music keeps going till 6. Tresca's Tuesday Market, every Tuesday, May 5th through September 1st. Come for the market, stay for the music, located at Tresca's on Highland Lake in historic Flat Rock.
Come check out all Octopus Garden has to offer. Octopus Garden is one of the area's original smoke shops and for years has been voted best head shop by the Mountain Express. The Octopus Garden has the largest selection in the Carolinas of over 30 glassblowers, including out-of-state artists, salt, and banjo pieces. Octopus Gardens has an infinite stock of incense, CDB, top-quality candles, premium cigars, hookahs, and much more. Come get your party supplies at any Octopus Garden in Asheville, Weaverville, Hendersonville, and Brevard.
Looking for a unique dining and music experience that's just a short drive down the mountain? Then check out the Purple Onion in historic Saluda. Enjoy the relaxed atmosphere, creative cuisine, and great selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. Unwind with local musicians on Thursdays and Saturday evenings. Visit purpleonionsaluda.com for the upcoming music schedule, lunch and dinner hours, and to book a reservation. The Purple Onion in beautiful downtown Saluda is a proud supporting sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Welcome back to Local Artist Showcase. Up next is 28 Pages. They're performing at Game Time Family Grill. You may remember that as South Rock Grill. That's over there on Greenville Highway near, is it Witt's Drugs or Whitley Drugs? I should know because I've grown up in this town my entire life and passed that drugstore approximately 50,000 times. But y'all know where I'm talking about. Over there by Publix and all of those, I guess, Fresh Market and all of that whole area. So there's a little bit further down the highway, Greenville Highway, before you get to Ace Hardware. They're performing at 8 p.m. on Friday, and this is their song, Living Right.
For that red line, but Don't let on like you're having too much fun. Unless they suspect you ain't living right.
Living right ain't what's cracked up to me. Living right ain't what's cracked up to me. Barrel of a loaded gun, or ever be rushing for that red line. But don't let on like you're having too much fun. Lest they suspect you ain't living right. But hey, let me tell you, living right ain't what's cracked up to me.
Saturday and it's pouring down rain. There's nothing on the TV except Seinfeld reruns and James Bond movies. I got Jim Beam for company and a heart full of hurt. I got cold sheets in my bed and his questions spinning around my head. What happened to us? How long have I been sleeping? When did you decide we were done? Was it something that I did or something I might have said? How could you just leave me here with these questions spinning around in my head? Well, it's Saturday and it's pouring down rain. There's nothing on the TV except Seinfeld reruns and James Bond movies. I got Jim Beam for company and a heart full of hurt. I got cold sheets in my bed and his questions spinning around in my head. What happened to us? How long have I been sleeping? If you've been keeping secrets, telling me you've been stepping out on me. Why was I so misled? How could you just leave me here with these questions spinning around
my head. 2 weeks ago, we're sitting in Clary's Cafe. Your leg wrapped around my fingers laced. Planning our future and talking about bills we had to pay. So how did I end up in this dark place? This Saturday and it's pouring down rain. There's nothing on the TV except Seinfeld reruns and James Bond movies. I got Jim Beam for company and a heart full of hurt. I got cold sheets in my bed and these questions spinning around in my head. These questions spinning around in my head.
That was Letters to Abigail with their song Spinning Round. They're going to be at Burnt Shirt tonight, Friday. They've actually already started their set, but they will be there until 7 p.m. So you still have plenty of time to get on over there and enjoy a drink or two. I think you'd already also even have time to order some dinner as well from the restaurant if you wanted some food. So head on over there now if you're interested in seeing Letters to Abigail. And I don't know why you wouldn't after that beautiful song. Again, that is this Friday, tonight, the 31st. I had to think about what today was for a second. Before that was 28 Pages with their song Living Right. 28 Pages is at Game Time Family Grill, previously South Rock Grill over on Greenville Highway. And they're going to be there tonight, Friday, the 31st as well. And that is starting at 8 p.m. Going to take a quick break here, and when I get back, I've got a couple honorable mentions to get to. It's also Jerry Garcia's, or what would have been Jerry Garcia's birthday this weekend, so I've got a couple of Grateful Dead tribute shows to tell you about that are happening in town, and a couple more songs to play for you. So don't go anywhere. I'll be back here in just a bit.
Hey, it's Cole Lindsay inviting you to join me and my family for a new Tuesday night tradition. Tresca's Tuesday Market in Flat Rock. Every week we feature a different local artist, so there's always a new sound and a new reason to come back. You'll find fresh local produce, handcrafted goods, and plenty of great food to enjoy. Shop the market, open at 3:30, and the music keeps going till 6. Tresca's Tuesday Market, every Tuesday, May 5th through September 1st. Come for the market, stay for the music, located at Tresca's on Highland Lake in historic Flat Rock.
Looking for a unique dining and music experience that's just a short drive down the mountain? Then check out the Purple Onion in historic Saluda. Enjoy the relaxed atmosphere, creative cuisine, and great selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. Unwind with local musicians on Thursdays and Saturday evenings. Visit purpleonionsaluda.com for the upcoming music schedule, lunch and dinner hours, and to book a reservation. The Purple Onion in beautiful downtown Saluda is a proud supporting sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Hey, it's B Squared, the movie guy from Flat Rock Cinema, inviting you to have your ultimate film viewing experience in our unique Bistro Cinema, located in Flat Rock Square, right between Sharewell Coffee and Blue Ruby Kitchen. We feature first-run movies, quality food, and craft beverages. But did you know we also have live music, improv comedy, and host private events? That's right. Flat Rock Cinema is an experience destination right in your backyard. Learn more, purchase tickets, and contact us at flatrockcinema.com.
Come check out all Octopus Garden has to offer. Octopus Garden is one of the area's original smoke shops and for years has been voted best head shop by the Mountain Express. The Octopus Garden has the largest selection in the Carolinas of over 30 glass blowers, including out-of-state artists, salt, and banjo pieces. Octopus Gardens has an infinite stock of incense, CDB, top quality candles, premium cigars, hookahs, and much more. Come get your party supplies at any Octopus Garden in Asheville, Weaverville, Hendersonville, and Brevard.
Welcome to the last segment of Local Artist Showcase. Before we jump into our last couple of songs, I usually like to take this time to show a little love to our sponsors and let you know what they've got going on at their venues this weekend. Also, I like to tell you about a couple of shows that I won't have time to play music for, but are a little bit different or maybe new venues, that sort of thing. For a full extensive list, as always, I recommend checking out Henderson County Live Music Facebook page. That is the only place that I've been able to find, like, the most comprehensive list of all the shows happening in town.
I couldn't possibly go through all the shows in town in a one-hour show, so I like to direct people there so that they can get all the information I talk about here and also even more shows to tell you about. So check that out. Again, that's Henderson County Live Music on Facebook. Michael does a great job putting that together. Also, if you need anything that I say on the show, again, you can always go to WTZQ.com or the WTZQ app and check out the show there. It's under a local artist showcase. And you can always fast forward to roughly the part that I'm talking about so you can get artist names, where they're playing, all that good stuff again. All right, a couple of honorable mentions here. This came across my inbox either earlier this week or maybe last week while I was out of town, and I wanted to tell you about it, and I'm stalling a little bit because I'm trying to pull up the information here. Here we go. Find Outdoors reached out to us to tell us about their Songcatchers concert series. This isn't until August 13th, but tickets are on sale now. And I believe I saw somewhere that they are not going to be selling tickets at the door, so you will need to get those tickets ahead of time. This year's concert features the Pisgah Pickers, current and former members of the Steep Canyon Rangers, including Woody Platt, Mike Ashworth, and Mike Gugino, I think is how you pronounce his last name. Sorry, Mike. They're performing in the Cradle's beautiful outdoor amphitheater. The evening will also feature an opening performance by Jennifer Ree Linville and Owen Grooms, highlighting songs connected to the historic Biltmore School of Forestry. All proceeds from the event support the Cradle of Forestry's mission to promote, preserve, and enrich the birthplace of forest science in America. Actually, I don't think there's anything else really here to tell you about other than it's happening on August 13th at the Cradle of Forestry. Tickets are on sale now by going online. They are $25 for adults, $13 for youth ages 4 to 12, free for children 3 and under. Yes, tickets will not be sold at the door. So if this sounds interesting to you, go to gofindoutdoors.org to purchase your tickets. Also, I want to show a little love to our sponsors. Purple Onion and Saluda this weekend has Nikki Talley on Saturday. Of course, that's tomorrow the 1st at 8 p.m. That is a $10 show. And on Thursday the 6th, they have Elliot Poston. He is performing at 7:30, and that is a $10 show as well. You can purchase tickets ahead of time by going to purpleonionsaluda.com. If you are a harmonica fan, Southern Appalachian Brewery has a show dedicated to harmonicas, harmonica players, I should say. And they will have Bill Loftus, Bill Maddox, Rich Brock, and Craig Woody performing out there starting at 7 p.m. That's tonight, July 31st. And then one last show here before we get to our next performance and songs to tell you about. At the Biltmore Community Park, they've got their Fletcher Park Summer Concert Series, and Gotcha Groove is going to be performing out there at 6 p.m., and this is a free show, so go check it out. Here's what I don't know, unfortunately. I know we're supposed to be getting some weather moving in this week, this weekend. I do not know if this is a rain or shine event, so I would recommend probably following Gotcha Groove on Facebook, and if Biltmore Community Park has a Facebook page, I'd follow them. I am only just now it's occurring to me that I probably should have checked this beforehand. I'm not totally sure who puts on that summer series. It kind of sounds like something that maybe Fletcher Parks and Rec would do, but I would say probably Gotcha Groove as of now is like the best resource I can direct you towards for making sure that is still going to happen. But again, it's happening at Biltmore Community Park. You could probably do a little bit of Googling and seeing if you can find some information about that, but I do not know if it is rain or shine, unfortunately. Alrighty. I'm teased this right before we went to the last break. It is, or what would have been, Jerry Garcia's birthday. I think this Saturday would have been his birthday. So, and the reason why I say I think is because there are multiple Grateful Dead shows happening on Saturday just in Henderson County alone. One of which is Funkle Sam. They're going to be at Ocklawaha on Saturday at 8 p.m. But if you want to get the party started before that, Dirty Dead is going to be at Mills River Brewing
on Saturday to celebrate Jerry Garcia's birthday. That is $5 at the door. I am not sure if the Ocklawaha show has a cover. You would probably want to check ahead of time or just kind of know that there's always a chance you may have to pay. I think their covers tend to be around $7, somewhere in there. I've never seen it more than 10. So just know that going into it that you may have to also pay at Ocklawaha. But for sure, at Mills River Brewing, they're asking for $5 at the door. That show starts at 6:30. Their shows go typically to 9:30. So you would have plenty of time if you finished up in Mills River Brewing and you still didn't have enough of a Grateful Dead fix. You could head over to Ocklawaha because I would imagine that Funkle Sam will be there until probably 11. So I'm going to play a song of Dirty Deads. Well, it's a cover of Dirty Deads. This is, of course, a Grateful Dead song and their cover of U.S. Blues.
Hello, and thank you for streaming Local Artist Showcase here on WTZQ.com. Unfortunately, we cannot post any covers on our website due to licensing restrictions, so we will now be skipping ahead to the next section. If you'd like to hear future Local Artist Showcases in their entirety, remember you can always hear the full show when it airs live every Friday evening at 5 or Saturday at noon. Thanks again for tuning in. Now, on to the next segment.
Steve Weems and the Caribbean Cowboys wrapping things up here with their Eagles cover of Seven Bridges Road. They are performing at Burnt Shirt on Sunday at 1 p.m. And again, before that was Dirty Dead with their Grateful Dead tribute or cover of U.S. Blues. They are a Grateful Dead tribute band, and they're performing at Mills River Brewing on Saturday. That is a $5 at-the-door show at 6:30 p.m. If you are looking to catch me this weekend, I am, as we speak, probably starting my show over at Appalachian Ridge, Hard Cider. I'll be there with Andrew Thelston. We're performing tonight, Friday the 31st, from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. If you have simple logic that is now telling you that I am not actually currently live in the studio right now, and I always like to tell you when I'm not doing these shows, in real time, that there's always a chance for things to change, especially because we do have some weather and rain, it seems like, coming in this weekend. Some of those outdoor shows may be moved inside. Some of them may have to get canceled all together. So just check ahead of time if you know it's the rain's not going to be cooperating, and to make sure that the event's still happening. But as of now, at the time of recording, all these shows are still happening. So if you want to come see me, that's my only show this weekend. Again, that's tonight, Friday the 31st, with Andrew Thelston at Appalachian Ridge Hard Cider. Hopefully we'll be outside. I don't think the rain's supposed to move in until Saturday, so we'll hopefully be out back there with the bar open and looking out on that beautiful orchard. 6 to 9, Appalachian Ridge tonight, Friday the 31st. And that is my only show this weekend. I'm getting ready to have an insane August. After being off for a couple weeks, it's nice to just sort of ease back into performing. So excited to hopefully see you tonight. Otherwise, I will catch you somewhere in August. Huge thank you to our sponsors once again, Tresca's Tuesday Market. I didn't mention what they have this weekend. I wasn't able to find what music they got going on Tuesday, but I know they probably will have music. So go check it out. That happens every Tuesday. Music is from 4 to 6. So go check out what they've got going on out there, and we'll try to, if we get that information before Tuesday, we'll let you know on the queue. Also, a huge thank you to Flat Rock Cinema, home of the Magnolia Concert Series, Octopus Garden Smoke Shops, and the Purple Onion in Saluda. Tune in next Friday at 5 when the show airs again. Remember, you can always re-listen to the show or listen to it for the first time on Saturdays at noon. We re-air the show for you. Also, you can tune into the show at any point throughout the week or go back and listen to something you missed by visiting WTZQ.com or going to the WTZQ app. If you're an artist or a venue, give me a shout. 1600 at WTZQ.com is my email. Again, it's just 1600 at WTZQ.com. Send me MP3 and WAV files of your music. Let me know what big events you got coming up, a big show, maybe you got an album or single release. Maybe you just got new merch that you want people to know about it. Whatever it is, let me know in the email so I can help get the word out about it. And, of course, tell me your live music schedule. That goes for both musicians and venues. With that, I hope you have a great rest of your weekend. Get out there. See some live music. Don't let the rain scare you this weekend. It's really hard, and I talk to a lot of venues about this. it's really difficult when it does rain on a weekend, especially during the busy season. It does tend to scare people away. I know it's tempting to just stay at home and curl up and not go out. Obviously, I don't ever want anybody to put themselves in harm's way if there's a reason why you can't drive or whatever in the rain. I'm not asking you to do anything you can't do, but if you're able to, it really means a lot to these venues if you go out, even when the weather is not cooperating. A lot of them do have a very nice indoor space that they work hard on. So go out there, see some live music, support these local venues. And with that, I hope you have a great weekend. Hopefully I'll maybe see you tonight at Appalachian Ridge. Otherwise, I will see you on the morning show at 7 a.m. on Monday and back here on Local Arts Showcase next Friday at 5. Have a great weekend, y'all. Stay tuned.
And listen local.